Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump will hold a news conference this morning with reporters following his conviction on all 34 felonies in his criminal hush money trial. From New York, here's ABC's NJ Burkett.
Donald Trump gave a defiant fist pump to a mix of cheers and insults outside Trump Tower. But the verdict came as a body blow. He stood and slowly began to shake his head as a jury foreman spoke the word guilty 34 times. He slumped back in his chair, heaved a sigh, and glared at the jurors without saying a word.
Donald Trump now becomes the first American president who is also a convicted felon, his campaign calling him a political prisoner and fundraising on the verdict. Sentencing is set for July 11th, just days before the Republican National Convention, where Trump is expected to be named by the party as its 2024 presidential nominee. This is ABC News. More Americans will get a chance to use the IRS's new free tax filing system next year. People in 12 states got to use it this year, and it will expand to all 50 states in 2025. The FAA is giving a tentative thumbs up to a plan by Boeing to step up safety.
The FAA will not immediately allow Boeing to increase 737 MAX production as it addresses safety issues in the wake of the door plug flying off an Alaska flight in January. In a meeting with both sides, Boeing submitted an improvement plan, one the FAA administrator Mike Whitaker appeared to approve of.
The quality management system has to be robust. The training of employees has to be sufficient. And this plan is comprehensive. It takes on all those aspects. And we're just going to monitor the implementation to make sure it's effective.
Emwin, ABC News, Washington.
And the NBA Finals are now set. The Dallas Mavericks beating the Minnesota Timberwolves in five games. They will face the Celtics, who swept the Pacers game one next Thursday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Three out of four people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Milwaukee Public Schools could lose state funding. A letter from the Department of Public Instruction says the district is more than 8 months behind in returning multiple required financial documents. As a result, DPI says every district in Wisconsin may be delayed in receiving state aid. Former Glendale police officer has been convicted on child porn charges. Prosecutors say Jonathan Engel used online forums to upload and distribute images. Engel pleaded guilty Thursday to one of 10 counts of child porn possession. He faces 25 years in prison on the charge. And First Lady Jill Biden will be back in Wisconsin this evening, speaking at the opening ceremonies of Festa Italiana. That'll run this weekend on Milwaukee's lakefront. Biden, whose grandfather emigrated to the U.S. from Sicily, is the first Italian-American First Lady in U.S. history. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Free! Who doesn't love free? With Milo's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at lowes.com/Milo's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See lowes.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See lowes.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially this afternoon. Our high 73, wind will be southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 58. Tomorrow, clouds, a lingering shower in the morning, then sunny in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I came from a town that was so small. You look both ways, you could see it all. All I wanted was some way out. Every evening I'd slip into town and stand around by the caution light. Watch the big trucks rolling by. To me it was a beautiful sight. Big wheels in the moonlight. I had a case of wanderlust. I'd lie awake with the windows up. Out on Highway 59, I could hear some big old diesel whine. She was going through all the gears, headed out to who knows where. Fell asleep most every night, dreaming about big wheels in the moonlight. And I won't put my life on the center line. And I want to see the world before I die. And I know that there's a peace I'll never. Those big old wheels keep rolling through my mind. How I got here, it's hard to say. So many things got in my way. Can't complain about all I've got. Kids and a wife and a regular job. But at night when I'm sitting here all alone in the living room chair, sometimes I close my eyes and see big wheels in the moonlight. And I wanna put my life on the center line. And I wanna see the world I die. And I know that there's a peace I'll never find. Cause those big old wheels keep rolling through my mind. I want to see the world before I die.
those big old wheels keep a rolling through my
proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She don't know she's beautiful. No, she's not that kind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
That's when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed her mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her. She don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed her
she
mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Sammy Kershaw, She Don't Know She's Beautiful, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid-60s across the region this morning. Storms on the way in our ag weather forecast this hour. Also, we'll chat with Chad Smith in our Newsmaker segment about soybeans and textiles. We'll find out more about that here coming up this hour. Can you believe it? Already the last day of May, as June Dairy Month starting tomorrow, and as part of our June Dairy Month coverage all this month, we're going to be highlighting some of the dairy farm families here in western Wisconsin, specifically our dairy breakfast hosts. And coming up, starting on Monday, we'll be talking with members of the Kohler Farm. We'll have those interviews next week during the 9 o'clock hour here on WRDN. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be weaning dairy calves. Why is it so traumatic? This was presented at a webinar here on campus by Dr. Jim Drakely from the University of Illinois, who's done a lot of classic calf work here in his career. Why is this so traumatic? Well, first of all, we change diets. Calves go from basically milk or milk replacer to depending on dry feeds and calf starter. And the environment changes, and also the social interaction with other animals come into play as well. And so the problem is that when we wean calves, which means we're taking these calves off of the liquid diet, they have to consume dry feed, we see what we call growth slumps. In other words, they just stop growing perhaps or 7 to 10 days. There's some behavioral stress at these calves, and of course, disease risks, especially coccidiosis and respiratory diseases as well. Certainly, another key factor is that the GI tract, especially the rumen, is growing very, very quickly. And so it's developing primarily because of the stimulation by starter intake, and in some cases, a small amount of forage in the feeding program. So that is also having to occur as well. How much calf starter should these calves be consuming? They need about 3.5 pounds of calf starter for 3 consecutive days if they're Holsteins or Brown Swiss or large breed animals. If they're Jerseys, the guideline is 2.5 pounds of calf starter for 3 consecutive days as well. And especially if we're going to try to maintain that growth of somewhere around 1.7, 1.8 pounds a day, because that is very efficient as far as that goes. We also have to be aware that once we start taking milk away from the calf, the intake will start going up, and that is what we call a lag period. So Dr. Drakely mentioned some key management factors for our listeners. Number one, he thinks we're weaning calves too early. He recommends weaning at 8 weeks now. Traditionally, it's been 6 weeks. And that gives these calves just a little more time for the development of the digestive tract. Number two, he recommends slower weaning. In other words, not abrupt stopping on day one. In other words, allow 10 days to gradually reduce the amount of milk and allow for these calves to catch up and increase calf starter intake. Much easier done on the robotic calf feeding systems we have in a number of our dairy farms. And number three is too much forage in the feeding program. And that may be free choice forage. The guidelines from Spain would suggest 5 to 8% of a forage. Grass hay would be ideal, a higher quality grass hay. And ideally, that should be processed down to something shorter than an inch so that we don't have sorting problems and they can be mixed together and perform very well for rumen development. Poor starter is another one we have to manage. And the Cornell people now suggest we are feeding too much starch in our calf starters. They are recommending 18 to 20% starch. It used to be as high as 30, 35, which can lead to bloat and digestive disorders and acidosis. 10 to 15% sugar and 25% neutral detergent fiber, which usually comes from byproduct feeds. Another factor is water intake. Be well aware that if a calf is eating 2 pounds of calf starter, it must consume 8 quarts of water. So if the water is not there, the starter intake declines as well. And the last thing Dr. Drakely mentioned was he called stacking stressors. So we're going to wean the calf. Well, we don't need to vaccinate at the same time, dehorn the calf, change the environment, and then introduce a different social order for these calves that all puts additional stress on the calf, and that causes problems and why we have so much problem with weaning calves. The take-home messages are that weaning is critical. Be well aware of the strategies now in terms of health and optimal growth, and make sure you have a plan on your farm. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Coming up on Monday, we will check the dairy markets with Lee Milkey on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's falling apart. I was late for work and the boss got smart. My panty line shows, got a run on my hose. My hair went flat. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey.
don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth a penny. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and have a day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, hit up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite dream. Honey, I'm happy, it's killing me. I need to relax and watch TV.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Honey, I'm Home here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning, 64 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, June milk up 10 at 1946, July up 4 to 1990. August and September were steady, August at 2004, September 1993. Meanwhile, cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 2 to 194, 40-pound blocks steady at 181, 3 trade a barrel, 9 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 5.5 to 303, 1 trade, grade A non-fed dry milk down 0.25 to 116 and 0.25, 1 trade, dry whey up 1 to 40.5, 1 trade on the day. Cattle futures are called mixed. Hogs are called higher. Now, cattle futures held well after China banned beef from a JBS plant in Colorado. Even though futures showed weakness, prices rebounded from the lows for a second day. Hog futures also finding buying interest after contracts made new lows, indicating the selling pressure may be subsiding finally in the hog markets. June live cattle opened the day at 182.55, August 179.77, October 182.12. August feeder cattle open at 259.07, September 260.67, October 261.45. June hogs open at 93.97, July 96.95, August at 96.25. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving up mostly higher. A lot of this is a short covering bounce after two poor sessions for the grain markets. Again, some of those issues causing the drop in the grain markets. Expectations of a window for planting and wrapping up planting or wrapping up replanting next week. That'll help to pressure the markets. Also on the wheat side, there was some lower MATIF wheat prices that pressured the markets. But so far this morning, a short covering bounce in the grains. July corn up 2.5 to 451 and a quarter. September and new crop up 2. September at 459 and 3 quarters. New crop 473. July beans up 9 and 3 quarters to 1219 and a half. August up 9 to 1217. New crop up 8.5 to 1198 and a half. July soybean meal up 290 to 366.50. July soybean oil up 46 cents to 46.18. Chicago wheat, July up 4.25 to 685.25. September up 4 to 706.5. Minneapolis wheat, July up 5.5 to 747.5. And September up 6.75 to 758.5. Energy markets today are mostly higher. July crude oil up 8 cents to 77.99. August up 13 cents to 77.67. June gas up 2 cents to 242. July also up 2 cents at 241. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 394, June 397, July 4 even, new crop 416, cash beans 1135, June and July 1140, new crop at 1110. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 418 and 3 quarters, June 420 and 3 quarters, July 418 and 3 quarters, new crop at 421. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 414, June 419, new crop 421. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and June corn 395, new crop 416. Cash and June beans 1134, new crop 1115. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 409, new crop 421, cash beans 1125, new crop 1105. At Red Wing Grains, cash in June corn 423, July 427, new crop 426, cash beans 1180, June 1182, July 1186, new crop 1131. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 395, new crop 416, cash beans 1136, new crop 1115. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 174 to 195, Holstein fed cattle 152 to 175, market cows 101 to 135, bulls 132 to 155, calves 240 to 940, beef steers 175 to 330, Holstein steers 153 to 380. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 247 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 195 and down, goat markets, does 225 and down, bucks 165 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 182 to 193, finished beef heifers 182 to 193, finished dairy steers 165 to 179.50, market cows 110 to 129, market bulls 150 to 164. Hog markets, market hogs 53 to 94, light sows at 43 to 53.50, heavy sows 48.50 to 50.50, and boar markets 16 to 21. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Attention landowners, got big summer plans for your property? Then here's an offer from John Deere you'll really dig. Get 0% fixed rate APR for 60, 72, or 84 months on 1, 2, 3D, and 3E series compact tractors. If you've always wanted to get in the seat of a powerful John Deere machine, now's a great time. Offer based on dealer participation. For complete finance details, call toll-free 1-800-468-8501 or online at johndeere.com/compacttractors.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please,
She'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot. His heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go west, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
Some guys have all the luck. There's gold in everything they touch. But all of the work I've done never did amount to much. I don't live what some call the good life, but I've got a good life with you. Some guys have all the money, fame and fortune we all dream of. I thank the stars above me that I've got. Always seems to come undone. In a lifetime of taking chances, you're the only thing I've won. I'm still not what some call a winner, but with you there's no way I can lose. Some guys have all the money, fame and fortune all dream of. I thank the stars above me that I've got you, and that's enough.
thank the stars above me that I've got you, and that's enough. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Dollar woman in a low-cut dress. God never wanted me to have a woman like that, I guess. A 40-room mansion sitting high on a hill. I ain't never lived in a place like that, and I never will. But I've got the morning sun, I've got the woman that I love lying close to me. I've got a few good friends, and my bills are paid. I've got the moon and stars above, yeah, I've got it made. I don't need a gold mine or a long limousine. I'm not the kind of man to surrender my soul to material things. Just give me a cane pole and a shady spot to sit. To me, that's about as close to heaven as a man can get. I've got the morning sun, the woman that I love a lying close to me. I've got a few good friends, and my bills are paid. I've got the moon and stars above, yeah, I've got it made. Bills are paid. I've got the moon and stars above. Yeah, I've got it paid. I've got the moon and stars above. Yeah, I've got it paid.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. What is the Nextile Design Challenge? Well, Chad Smith has more on a contest designed to spark innovation in the soy industry.
The Soy Checkoff recently engaged students across the country to create the next great innovation in soy-based textiles through the Nextile Design Challenge. United Soybean Board Director Carla Schultz was a judge during the challenge and talks more about it.
The future is very bright, and one of those spots that we went to is that college university student, right? They have so much innovation, they have so much going on in the future, and what they could create could be something monumental, no matter out of the commodity, but especially in the soybean industry. I believe as a director and a farmer, we have the role to make sure that we keep those markets open and that we grow new markets. And what better way than in that fashion and textile arena? Sometimes we don't even think about, right? You're not thinking soybeans, clothes, or any type of design, but we're looking into that. And it was a great new challenge for us in the soybean industry and for the universities.
Schultz talks about how the Soy Checkoff plays a role and her experience with the event.
It was great to be a judge. And I think it meant even more to me as a farmer, as I'm putting that seed, just like you mentioned, in the ground. And what is that going to turn out to be? This challenge just is one of those new challenges, like I said, in the soybean industry and for universities alike. And I think it's exciting for everyone, consumers, farmers, that we can find products products that are made with soybeans themselves in a retail arena that we shop at every day.
The Soy Checkout Board wants to see the Nextile Challenge continue to grow into the future. Schultz shares more about the finalist designs and winner Cassandra Wright from the University of Arkansas.
So we currently had 8 submissions and we'd like that to grow. We saw very exciting feedback from the universities themselves. And we think that soybeans can be used in the textile industry even more as we looked at applications even as upholstery, textiles as clothing. Someone submitted even a backdrop for restaurants that contain soybeans. So using ingredients that you would never even think. And I also think about the winner from University of Arkansas, and it created a moth-inspired design that talked about life and sustainability. And how great is that to bring the farm back into that everyday life using soybeans?
Learn more about the Nextile Design Challenge at ussoy.org/Nextile. Chad Smith reporting.
Thanks, Chad. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Widespread rains are expected today in our ag weather forecast. Now, Saturday will be dry for most locations, but then another system brings in widespread rain Sunday into Sunday night. Additional rain chances return for Tuesday and Tuesday night of next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 70% chance of showers and storms, high 70 to 75, relative humidities at 56 to 61%, south winds at 5 to 8. We'll see anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy and 80% chance of showers and storms, lows 55 to 60, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. And south winds at 5 to 7, another half to three quarters of an inch of rain possible. For Saturday, partly sunny, a 50% chance of a shower or storm. Highs 71 to 76, relative humidities at 49 to 54%. And we'll see anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. But we even could see some sunshine as well, about 9 hours worth. For Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower and storm, highs 75 to 80.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
Some liquid fertilizer from your compost pile. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Compost tea is easy to make, and it's like a good cup of espresso for your plants as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I've been vermicomposting for a couple of years now. My small bin of worms love the kitchen waste I feed them and have rewarded me with plenty of rich compost. Last summer, I made a bucket of compost tea and gave my plants a nice, healthy drink. Dawn Pettinelli is an extension educator at the University of Connecticut. She says there are two main reasons people make compost tea. One is to use it as a diluted nutrient solution.
They would mix up the compost that they made from their backyard or some compost that they purchased with water. Usually it's like one part compost to six parts of water. They would let it sit for maybe 24, 48 hours, maybe a week, depending upon how fresh or how aged the compost was. And then they would just use it like they would a liquid fertilizer.
The other type of compost tea is aerated as it brews. Throw a couple of handfuls of compost into a burlap bag or old pantyhose and put it in the bucket of water. You can make a simple aerator with an aquarium pump and let it bubble for a day or two.
And what this is supposed to do is be aerobic and stimulate the growth of aerobic microorganisms like bacteria and fungi. The point of using this tea is that they say that it's supposed to have more disease suppression abilities. It would not really serve as a source of nutrients as much as a source of microbes. And people have been applying that to lawns and gardens.
Pettinelli says there isn't an inexpensive way to test the nutrient levels of compost tea, so they will vary depending on what you compost. She recommends diluting the finished product to the color of tea that you would drink. This will prevent overloading the plants with too many nutrients. Learn more about brewing up a spot of tea for your plants at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my fighting side, so I'll hang around as long as you will let me, and I never minded standing in the rain, but you don't
Well, a friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama or trains or trucks or prison or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me, and after reading it I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song. And I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison. And I went to pick her up in the rain. But before station in the pickup truck, she got run over by